Look at my tuft. It's grown quite a lot.
Oh my god!
Look like,
you're like Ace Ventura.
Like what's that thing? That film where all the kids are racing and the one of them wins because they've got a little tuft and it goes over the race finish line. That's me. Anyway, right. Hello and welcome back to Birthday Skin.
Hello, Amy. I'm Charlie.
Hello. You were meant to kind of put in there, but...
We've been doing this for how long?
Yeah, and I'm still awkward about doing the intros. I don't like it.
I just don't like doing it because it sounds the same every week. But anyway, let's move on so this doesn't turn into a huge...
I like Mummy to lead the way and I'll just follow.
Mummy. Well, welcome to Birthday Skin. It's summer!
Although I feel like...
My favourite and least favourite month of the year.
I feel like once this goes out, we'll have had our summer. And all I could think about then, when you said summer, is in High School Musical, when you're also going, summer, 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 summer,
summer,
summer, summer. I saw a tweet the other day that was like, when... Sharpay went to the producers of High School Musical and said she wanted to create something iconic and did the "It's out with the old and in with the new. Goodbye, skies are grey. Hello, skies are blue." She asked for that and she really delivered. Iconic.
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 Love
yeah.
that. Love that for her.
I've just got that in my head now and I need to get it out. Callum well, will be coming home later. Sorry, me interrupting you. Callum will be coming home later and I'll be going, "Iced tea imported from England."
Yeah, oh my God.
"Something imported from Spain."
From France.
"Something imported from And imported from me." Right, go on.
Well, what I was going to say before we got really interrupted by Amy singing and her hair tuft.
Leave the hair tuft
was
alone.
That, she's got a huge hair tuft. Was that this episode, we need to caveat immediately that this episode is not just for smokers. Judging by the title, please don't think that this is not for you if you don't smoke, because you need to help us campaign for the people that do smoke and vape to get them to stop, because it's also affecting your skin and you're going to hear about that in this episode.
Yes.
Caveat mm-hmm. over. What have you been up to, Ames? Any fun? Any skincare recommendations? Any new products?
I mean, I feel like I said this to you yesterday, we leave it about a month, obviously, in between recordings. And then I'm always like, oh, what have I even done the past month? Not that much. But I have been to, it's wedding season now, isn't it?
Yeah, you've been to loads of weddings. I've managed to dodge them.
I've been to two and it feels like I've been to about 50. Yeah. But yeah, they're good. I've got the last one I'm looking forward to the most, which is in a few weeks because it's in Spain and I'm excited to go on holiday.
Gorge.
But yeah.
Love that.
Don't know, really.
Well, you've got holidays planned.
Yes.
When this goes live, I will be coming back from my trip to Sicily. Mm-hmm.
What, jets?
Well, I will be back, actually.
Jet setters we are.
I know. Crazy. Crazy. Mm. I have a few recommendations across lifestyle and beauty. Mm-hmm. But I also have a recommendation for TV because, oh my God, White Lotus. Have you seen it? You haven't, have you?
No.
Oh my God. It's on Now TV and Sky Atlantic if you've got Sky.
I haven't, bougie. But I also have your Now TV login.
You have my login.
So I'll just use that.
Well, it's phenomenal. It's so good and it's won loads of awards. It's got a great cast. I would highly recommend watching it if you're just wanting something you can like fully dive into. I feel like I can't say much, but it's one of those programs where like the setting is like a luxurious hotel in Hawaii and it just transports you to a different place and just makes you feel like, oh my God, I want to go there.
I'd love to go to Hawaii. Who's in it? I'm having a look now. Sydney Sweeney.
Jennifer Coolidge. Yeah. Alexandria Daddario.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge is just like... What?
So, she's fucking great.
You know when, like, you associate things with people, what I associate with her is the scene in Cinderella's story where she comes off the sunbed and takes off the little eye things that she's got, and she's like,
yeah. Jennifer Coolidge.
She's so good.
I said to, so the person that recommended that to me was one of the producers at Astrid, Abby, who also edits this pod. We love you, Abby. She was like, Charlie, you need to like get stuck into a series and you need to watch this. Like it's not, it's like funny. It's a bit of like a whodunit type thing. Mm. And I was like, oh, cool. Who's in it? Like, I love a whodunit. And it's like, it basically, it starts off by somebody's died and you see like a box like going into a plane, but you don't know who's in it. And then it like goes back in time and like you view what's happened in the hotel. Ah. So it's kind of, it's like a mystery like set in Hawaii. And I said to Abby, I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Who's in it? And she was like, Jennifer Coolidge, all these people. And I was like, I don't know these names. She's like, you know Jennifer Coolidge. Jennifer Coolidge. And I was like, oh my God, I know exactly who you mean.
She's so good.
But she's iconic in
Look
it.
At the she's picture great. I've just dropped into the scripts.
Oh my God. I'm so glad we had that talk.
I'm so glad we had that talk.
Can we please put that on the Birthday Skin Instagram?
Yeah, of course.
New episode.
It's all about fags and Jennifer iconic. Coolidge.
Yeah, this is the Jennifer Coolidge podcast. So anyway, I just wanted to recommend that. It's brilliant and a real, like, get stuck into it, real, just really good TV. Mm,
I have recently, kind of, I was having tea the other night and I'm not really watching anything at the minute. Like, I'm reading more, but then I don't want to read whilst I'm eating. So I was like, what can I put on? And then on, like, one of those random TV channels, I was just watching The Office, the US one, and it's just so good. You know when you need something that's like, I've already watched it all the way through once. Like, I'm probably going to watch it 5 more times in the future, if not yeah. more. Like, you know yeah. how people absolutely love Friends? Like, sorry guys, I've never watched Friends. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever get into Friends. I don't really find it very funny, and it's obviously very dated now, but
okay, sorry.
No, but like, I don't think I'm gonna ever give it the time of day, no matter how much shit people give me. Like, some people are honestly so shocked when I'm like, I've never watched Friends, and they're like like, I've literally just shat on the floor in front of them.
It's not that you've never watched it, it's just that I'll quote something really funny and you'll be like, just don't get it. I'm like, salmon skin roll.
I know
like,
some of the
seven.
I don't know that. I know some of the like quotes and stuff, but like, I can't laugh at them because I don't know the context of them. But like, I just never watched it. Like, I understand people grew up with it, you know, like just like on in the background. I just didn't. Mm. So I just, whatever. Yeah. But like, people rely on Friends to be something that is quite casual in the background and like really familiar, but really funny. Like, they never get bored of it. That's me with the US Office. I just love it so much.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's so good.
I've also never really got stuck into that, so I guess that kind of works both ways.
That is so good.
But what about? Do you have any skincare recommendations? Well, maybe let's do lifestyle first, because I've got a couple, and you've been really getting into your pottery of late. Sorry, I know this is a skincare podcast, but it's just, you know, a little catch up as well. We're all friends here.
Yeah, so there's like this little place, it's called, I think it's Odie's in Lytham, which is only down the road from me. Please don't confuse the fact that I live down the road from Lytham and think I do live in Lytham, because I do not have the money for that.
Oh, is it bougie?
Yeah. Anyway.
Nice.
It's just down the road, and it's like, basically, my friends tagged me in this thing and was like, do you want to come to this pottery class? And I was like, oh, this looks interesting, but I thought it'd be quite spenny. And it's literally for a 2-hour session. It's not like on the wheel or anything. It's literally just like hand made. She gives you a massive block of clay and all the tools that you need, and shows you the methods and shows you things that have been made before. And it was a tenner for 2 hours.
No way.
Yeah, it's only £10. So,
oh my God, she needs to up her prices.
Don't say that. But then she doesn't...
Yeah, but even 15 quid.
I know, it's really good value for money, but she doesn't do them very regularly. So I actually went, I think about 2 months ago now, and I made this little milk jug, and it's really cute, and she's like fired Aww. It and everything for me, but I've not been able to get a slot to go back and paint it, and I'm doing that tomorrow, Aww. And I'm really excited.
Cute. That's a really nice thing to do.
It's just so wholesome.
I want to do that. Can we go and do it one time?
Of course. It's such a nice way to spend an evening. Because, like, she got us, like, she went to the shop and got us, like, biscuits, some of your lad brews. And it was just really, really nice. But it's quite interesting.
Oh, my God.
I know. And my friend, Holly, her sister up in Scotland has her own, like, ceramics business called Spice of Ceramics. And, like, not that I never didn't appreciate what went into the art of ceramics before, but since trying it myself, I'm like, bloody hell, this is actually exhausting. I made one tiny little milk jug. It took me nearly 2 hours. And I thought, like, there was so much trial and error. But then I'd followed Spice of Ceramics on Instagram because obviously I'm supporting my friend and her fam. But, like, the stuff that she makes is just so nice. And, like, I watch the videos of, like, time lapses of her making it, and I'm like, that is amazing. That is bloody, bloody fantastic. So if you're after any ceramic goodness, then I'd recommend, because they're just lovely.
Love that.
Because I won't be selling my milk jugs anytime soon, I tell you that for free.
Selling a joke.
Anybody want to buy a loom band?
Anybody want to about bands?
Anybody? Oh, yeah. Here she goes. On to the next one.
I'm obsessed with my Whoop band. I'm sorry, I'm that horrible person.
Whoop.
I am going to provide a link in the show notes so that you can use my code to get 1 month free of Whoop. Because you basically, you pay this monthly fee and you get a free band. Like, you actually, you get the Whoop band for free. And it gives you loads of insights. It's like, if I used to have the Apple Watch and I was just so distracted by it because I just would have it on silent and I would only use it for fitness, and it gives me, like, way more in-depth fitness stuff. But one thing that I found really interesting is that it kind of works on strain. So strain is, like, how much strain you're putting your, like, bodily systems under while you're doing a workout, so, like, cardio, muscular, all these things. And so it gives you, based off of your recovery from sleep and all of the different metrics it tests, like, checks while you're sleeping, it tells you how much strain you can do, and then you know whether you're, like, pushing yourself to, like, reach new fitness goals or, like, weight gain, weight loss goals, based off of obviously what exercise you're doing. But the one thing that I am baffled by is that my recovery score based off of sleep is, like, 80%, 90%, bad is, like, 70%. On Saturday night, I went home and had, like, a big family barbecue because it's, like, a big birthday month, so we do a big joint thing. And I had some rosé, I had an espresso martini, like, just relaxed, ate pizza, whatever. I actually ended up going to bed at about 11:30 midnight. And then I woke up and I'd had 8.5 hours sleep. So bearing in mind, I'd slept for as long as I should be sleeping. When I woke up, I wasn't hungover because I didn't think I really drank enough to be hungover. But then when it gave me the report from Whoop, it was like, your recovery was 23%.
Ooh.
I was like, what the hell? Obviously, I didn't tell it I was drinking. I didn't tell it that I'd had any caffeine. It was just, like, measuring all of these different things. And I was like, shit, that is terrifying. So now I'm a bit obsessed with, like, seeing what makes my sleep really bad.
Mm.
But yeah, it's incredible. I really like it.
Yeah, maybe I'll get on board.
Yeah, it's more that you're not tracking, it does track your calories, but it's more that it's, like, tracking recovery and ability to, like, keep working out without getting injury prone. And it also, the thing that's amazing, and I'm quite keen to track over my next, like, month cycle, is that it tracks where you are in your cycle and how much strain your body can take on that day. Because when you're a woman and you're exercising and working out, there's so many studies that I've heard of through a project that I worked on at work that basically show how much weaker your body is, and you're like a massively amount, like a huge amount more likely to suffer an injury while you're menstruating. So, like, depending on where you are in the cycle, like female athletes, if, like, the women's football team or that sort of thing, their training schedule while they're on the period will be completely different so they don't get injured.
Yeah, it's interesting. There was a seminar at the CrossFit gym ages ago. I never went to it and I really wish I did. Hosted by a girl called Laura Salmon, who's, like, really knowledgeable in stuff like that. And it was a period power seminar. And it was basically about like how nobody really ever talks about women training. You know, like I'll go to CrossFit and I'll do a class. And if I'm feeling a bit shit because I'm on my period, I still feel like I should be not expected because nobody expects me to do anything. But like within myself, I expect myself to do the exact same.
To do the same.
Weight and like really push myself. And I was talking to one of the coaches about it because it really surprised me and it made me quite happy. I was like, I just feel a bit shit. And he literally was like, whereabouts in your cycle are you? And I was a bit like, oh, taken back. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I can't remember. I think I'd maybe like just started or was in the middle. And he was like, yeah, like you're bound to feel a bit fatigued. Like just take it easy. And I was like, no coach or gym instructor has ever said that to me before.
Yeah. Well, I've just realised I should probably share where I found that information. I worked on the Science and Sport podcast, which you might know the SIS branding. The podcast was called Paper to Podium. It's one of the first like branded podcasts that we made at Astrid. And every episode looked at a different thing. And one of them, the episode was that we produced was called Fueling the Female Athlete. And it was with Jordan Nobbs, who was a female footballer and a female professor who studies this all the time, because it's something like 90% of studies in athletics are done on men. Anyway, I could go on into this like as a huge thing, but anyway, it's so interesting and I just love the Whoop band. I think it's great. So that's my recommendation.
My only thought on the Whoop band, kind of off the back of it, because we had a little chat about this yesterday, didn't we? I don't know how we actually got onto it, but did you ever have the Wii Fit?
Oh my God, I was crying when we were talking about this yesterday.
So
yes, I did have it.
I remember my mum getting me the Wii Fit and I was so excited and I got on it and I can't really remember like what it showed you or anything, like how it got to the screen or whatever, like the process of it. But I remember standing on the scales being like, yeah, I'm going to create my little profile. I'm going to play my tennis. I'm going to get, you know, it's going to be really fun. And then it just basically shot me in the foot. And basically, as like a 12-year-old kid was like, ha, you're morbidly obese. I was like, oh.
It was so savage.
It was so fucking savage. I'm sorry, but like, what a way to put me down. I came here to play tennis and do a bit of bowling. And you're telling me I'm morbidly obese. And like, yeah, I was a pretty chubby kid. But I wasn't a heifer. Like, honestly, it really upset me.
I cannot, honestly, it's wild.
I feel like that Wii board is giving me body dysmorphia for the rest of my life.
To be fair though, I think I said last night, I was like, I was classed as overweight when I stood on that board, and me as a child, I was so thin. Like, I look at pictures of me, I'm like, ew. Like, really poorly looking.
I genuinely think if it gave me overweight, then I would have been like, do you know what? Fair enough. I am a bit chubby, but morbidly obese. Come on. That is so cruel.
It's just so funny.
Morbidly obese. Imagine telling a little child that they're literally morbidly obese. Anyway, I'll get over it.
One day.
One day I'll get over it.
In another 12 years.
It's going to take me a while, but I'll get over it.
Well, while you're getting over that, I'm going to go through some actual skincare stuff now, because I have some skincare/haircare recommendations that everybody needs to buy immediately.
Okay.
So when I was, I had a really long day in London. I'm producing the Stompcast, which is Dr. Alex George's new podcast, and we have to travel around the country to record. And so, like, it's often quite long days. And there was one day where, you know, when you just get somewhere and you're like, oh, I just need to take my makeup off. Like, this is horrendous.
Mm.
I got to Euston Station to get my train home and I was like, I'll just quickly buy some micellar water because I can't properly wash my face and don't have moisturiser. So I bought it, and next to it was this face mask I'd not seen before, because there's a Boots inside the WH Smiths at Euston now, wild, but it's pretty handy. And I picked it up because I was like, right, I'm going to wash my face and I want to do a mask on the train. And I didn't actually end up having the balls to do the mask because it was just sheet mask. But it's the Eucerin Hyaluron Filler Sheet Mask. It's the intensive hydration one. So there is a normal one, but there's the intensive hydration mask. Currently on sale in Boots at £4.50 a mask, because they are £6. They are a little bit pricier. But oh my God, I've never noticed how Like, my skin has just never looked so hydrated. You know when you like use a hydrating product and you're like, oh yeah, well it feels a bit more hydrated, but it kind of just look, I just look a bit glowier. No, this was like, my face looked different. I can't explain it. The texture of the mask is so nice. You only leave it on for 5 minutes and then you rub the serum in and it's phenomenal. But for some reason, it's quite hard to find them. You can't find them in all the Boots. So every time I go to Euston Station now, I just go and stock up on them. But I did find that Eucerin also had the higher Hyaluron Filler 3x Effect Moisture Booster. And I was like, oh, that might be the same serum that's on the mask. And I don't think it is because it's a lot more fragranced. But it is really nice. It doesn't give me the look of the mask, but it's quite enjoyable if you're in the market for something. To be fair, I probably wouldn't buy this again. It's probably too fragranced for me. But yeah, that I would like to recommend that. And also for my birthday, I got a silk pillowcase from a brand called Blissey. My mum bought me it because she had a friend buy her one and was obsessed with it and raves about them. And I struggle quite badly with flyaways and my hair feels quite puffy. And it's phenomenal. Like, nice. My skin and my hair were so smooth the next day. And I feel like it's just one of those things, you have to try it. I can bleat on about all the benefits, but you just have to try it before you get it. So it's worth the investment. But then I realised I drooled all over it.
And then
I was like, ew.
Said it stunk.
No, I said it didn't smell.
No, you didn't. You said it does smell, but it smells nice.
No, I didn't. No, I said this one doesn't smell, but you know, sometimes when you're like, oh, hello.
And it smells nice.
And you're
nice.
Kind of like, well, that smells kind of nice.
I hate you so much.
Disgusting. But yeah, it doesn't smell. So they're my recommendations. My Whoop band, my Blissey pillowcase, and the Eucerin face mask. I'll leave all the links in the bio.
Yeah, do it.
Plus, you get 1 month free if you use my Whoop band.
You've already said that. You need to stop trying to sell things. Whoop.
Hashtag ad. A whoopsie.
A whoop. I don't really have much to recommend, to be honest. I was just chatting quite a lot of shit. But I do have one little funny story that kind of leads us into the episode.
Go on then.
Basically, my friend Leah, who you know, when she was younger, her mum used to smoke and Leah was like, I want you to quit, I want you to quit, I want you to quit. And her mum never quit. So Leah literally packed her bags and left the house and she was like 9. She's like, if you don't stop smoking, mum, I am leaving. And she just went and stayed at her granny's that was like 4 doors down. And then her mum quit and she hasn't touched one since.
Oh, that's so cute. How old was she?
She was literally like 9.
Oh, Leah.
I know.
Well, it worked. I'm happy for your mum.
It did
I'm sorry
work.
That it took you to have to threaten to leave the house as a 9-year-old
she
child.
She didn't threaten. She did. She up and left.
She did, sorry.
Like the video King Curtis where he's like, I am leaving. I'm leaving. Bacon is good for me.
Bacon is good for me.
Your impression was so much better than mine. She came wearing those little high heels.
That's so jokes.
Oh, what's the
anyway,
one where he's like, she thinks she's a queen and we the sorry people. I'm done now.
You're right. Let's get into smoking and our skin. Whether you're a smoker or you're not a smoker, we all need to know this information.
Or you're a vapor. Have you ever smoked?
No.
You say that with hesitation.
Mum doesn't listen anymore. No, it's just like one of those things where you just like, you've had a glass of wine, you're like, oh yeah, I'll have a bit. And then you're like, this is so rank.
So I have actually never successfully smoked a single cigarette in my life.
Never successfully? I feel like...
I've tried, like, after having some drinks, like, I've gone outside with my friends to get some air, you know, like at house parties, and they've been smoking, and they've been like, go on, like, try it. And I've taken like one drag and been like, and then just literally never done it. I had my first try of a vape at Lytham Festival the other month and I hated that as well. Because again,
disgusting.
Yeah, I've never like smoked. I've taken like a single drag and I've never smoked a full cigarette.
Well, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
I have multiple times, however... One of those things where you're just like, bleh.
I mean, I feel like...
when it was the menthols and it was minty, it's like getting rid of the menthols was possibly the best thing the government could have ever done, because it really took it from being like a little bit like, oh, it's kind of refreshing between wines, to suddenly being like,
I feel like it evens disgusting. Out though, because I was a heavy Sunbed user, wasn't I? And you weren't, so.
Yes. Mm. Well, we're not perfect, but I'm very keen. I know a little bit, I know more about how smoking affects your skin and other people's skin around you.
Mm.
But I don't know much about vaping.
Mm.
So I'm keen to know what happens. I think I know. I think I could probably hazard a guess. So it's goddamn free radicals again, isn't it? But I don't know. Do you want to start?
Okay, so cigarettes, the deal with cigarettes. They basically just contain like shitloads of thousands of chemicals that obviously everybody knows that they damage like your lungs and your heart, and they give you black hairy tongues and all this crap.
No.
But like...
Okay.
Well, you know, like
they
put like pictures of it on the cigarette packets now, don't they? Well, they've done
black hairy tongue.
Yeah, there's a picture of a black hairy tongue on one of the cigarette packets somewhere, I'm sure. Otherwise,
so they've got like their face all deformed.
Yeah, really, and they're like,
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, but it also damages your skin as well as those other things. So the big ones are obviously like nicotine, carbon monoxide, and free radicals. And we have spoken about free radicals quite a lot. But if you've missed any episodes or you're new here, then Charlie will give you a quick
rundown.
Should
I do a little recap? Because mm-hmm. I feel like I've got it quite down to a T.
Go on.
Basically, what happens when your cells reproduce, which is every cell in your body obviously does that, when you have a cell that's been damaged by free radicals, whereby something like pollution or sunlight or smoking causes like an imbalance amongst your cells, which damages a cell, and then that cell will reproduce, but it will reproduce more damaged cells. So you just end up having loads and loads and loads of damaged cells. So the way that you can kind of liken it is if you had a little cherry tomato and you left it out on the side, you notice it starts to get a little bit saggy and wrinkly and just a bit like lackluster of life. That's the same process, except not necessarily free radicals. It just kind of deteriorates over time. But there are things you can do to prevent free radical damage by using antioxidants, having an antioxidant, like a diet that's high in them, like eating loads of blueberries. Green tea is really good. And it basically just neutralizes any of the damage that kind of comes in from external factors. There's a lot of different things that can cause them. But yes, that's what a free radical is.
Lovely. Thank you very much for recapping.
You're welcome. I'm going back in my box now.
Goodbye. But yeah, smoking. So it starves your skin of oxygen and kind of like prevents blood from flowing properly. So it's just not very good. Like, I feel like we're just going to go into this and everything we say. You know how sometimes, like the other month, we did an episode on hair care, what to look out for. And we were like, kind of look out for this. It's not that bad. But, you know, if you want to avoid it, then, you know, it's probably best to. But don't cry yourself to sleep if you've not been avoiding it, whatever. This is just like, everything is just bad.
Yeah, there's no upsides to it. You don't look good. You don't, as much as you think you look like Dolly Alderton with a cigarette and a glass of wine, sorry, you don't.
No.
You just don't look as cool as her. You're not Audrey Hepburn. Just nip it in the bud.
But yeah, so the nicotine, like I mentioned before, it causes like your blood vessels to narrow, which in turn reduces the blood flow to the skin. So this increases the chances of inflammatory conditions. So like that's like your acne and your psoriasis and stuff. But it also, the reduced blood flow makes it harder for the skin to repair itself. So it's like if you've got acne scars or scratches or wounds, like they're going to take much, much longer to fade if you're smoking, which is really shit, really.
Yeah, because your blood carries obviously the oxygen around your body, but it also can make sure like your toxic, like the way that you release toxins, like if you don't have good lymphatic drainage, which is also inhibited by smoking, it means that you end up with other skin conditions and other problems. Like your skin will look quite dull because you're like your blood isn't flowing properly, your lymph system isn't working properly, and you end up just harboring all of the toxins and your body can't get rid of them. Like, you're really, really putting yourself at a real loss if you're going about life with a pack of 20 and ramming them down you.
Yeah. So like you just said there, I was just going to recap on like the restriction of oxygen nutrients, like getting to your skin, like it is going to make you have more like of a saggy appearance, make you look a bit hollower, a bit duller, just in general a bit shit. And then like in the long run, the bad circulation can cause the enzymes to break down your skin's collagen. And we all know how important collagen is.
Yes.
But this in turn can give you like a grayish or yellow discoloration to the skin. And then like broken blood vessels can appear way more prominent. Do you ever see it like maybe on like older people's cheeks when they've just got loads of blood vessels like really prominent and you're like, oh, they were probably a smoker. So whilst I was reading as well, there's obviously quite a lot of focus on the face here, like what it can do to your face. But I did come across something that kind of, it made me laugh, but it also resonated with me. So it can also cause sagging arms and sagging breasts.
Right. For context, when we record a podcast, we have a script whereby we'll put any links to studies or like, you know, like the list of things we recommend and whatnot in. And I was like scrolling through looking at what Amy had put in, and I just got to this bit and she's like copied and pasted this like study bit about sagging arms and breasts. And you know when you copy and paste something and it's just like taking the font from the website. All of our font is like size 9, small, nice font. And then this is like size 50.
Sagging arms and breasts.
Well, in bold, underlined. I was like, Jesus Christ.
I just wanted to pop it in because I was like, give us a break. Like, if there's one thing that's going to put me off picking up a fag, it's the threat of my boobs getting any saggier than they already are. I'm only 26 and I don't want them any droopier. Because I was an morbidly obese child, according to the Wii Fit, I didn't grow up with the perkiest breasts, which actually I do hold a bit of a grudge with my mum about, because if she'd have just let me be a bit more leaner when growing up, then I'd have perky breasts, and I don't.
Yeah, but you're also a fantastic ice skater. So it's not like you were lazy.
I wasn't lazy, no, but I was apparently morbidly obese. Can you tell I'm still not over that yet? But yeah, basically, it makes your skin lose. We said about the collagen drooping and stuff, so your skin loses the elasticity, which not only on your face, but on the rest of your body as well. So beware, smokers, because you're going to have saggy tits.
Yeah, and I feel like anything with free radicals, I think what we need to know is that we're not just talking about our face, it's literally everywhere. So like, make sure you put in SPF damage, UV damage is caused by free radicals and a load of other rubbish stuff that happens. But like, making sure that you put in SPF on your neck, your chest, your hands, like they're all the areas that make you look old AF when you start to kind of see wrinkles coming through. So
I'll never actually forget when we first started like chatting about everything and we were talking and we were watching something. Oh, was it Baptiste where somebody was dressed young? And you were like, I don't know if that's meant to be the mum or not.
But oh my God.
She looks really old. And I was like, how do you know? She's the makeup's done really well. And you were like, I can tell by her hands, like her hands.
Yeah.
And I like, I'd never really thought about it like that before. But like, I always make sure now to proper SPF my hands and like make sure the moisturise and stuff, because I don't want anybody looking at my hands and being like, oh.
Yeah, well, it was the Halloween thing that we'd watched last year, the other one.
And
she was basically playing the character, and I was like, this character is definitely going to be like, she's been made to look young now, but there's some kind of weird reversal here where later on in the show she's going to be old. And I could just tell by her hands, like whoever had done the makeup and the CGI and whatever had just neglected to make her hands look young as well. But that is honestly so important. Your hands will tell a multitude of sins, even if your face looks perfect. So
yeah,
that would be my advice on looking after the rest of your body.
Yeah, it's something that stuck with me, actually. I think my hands are quite plump. Not plump, but supple.
Yeah, I quite like my hands. I feel like they might give away some sins later down the line. But I just wanted to say, while we're talking about SPF and while it is still sunny, I always think about this, but obviously we're putting SPF everywhere, like on our legs and arms and body and whatever. However, the most prominent area for women to get skin cancers is on the legs, which is 40% chance. And for men, it's on their body. So like stomach, chest and back, and that's 41%. So just for you to kind of keep an eye out, just obviously while it's hot, make sure you put in plenty of SPF on your legs, and making sure that any men that you're around, partners, husbands, boyfriends, whatever, are putting plenty on their body. But yeah, I just thought that was relevant while we were talking about it.
On the note of SPF, I recently bought a Bondi Sands the SPF 50 spray. That's really
nice.
Oh,
yeah, is that good?
Yeah, it's quite nice because I feel like...
You can put it over makeup.
Yeah, not enough is said about reapplying SPF because, like, you know, you put it on in the morning, you go about your day, but it is important to reapply. So sometimes it's difficult if you're wearing makeup or whatever. So a quick little spray, just, you know, it's nice. And it was, I think it was £9 for a bottle, and it'll good for holiday as well. Anyway, back on to cigarettes.
So is it time to chat about vaping?
Well, I was basically just going to say, on the chemical front of cigarettes, is they contain a lot of the same chemicals as pollution. And if you're not up to date with pollution, we do have an episode about it. I think it's called The Solution to Pollution. And we did that quite a while ago, but obviously don't think pollution varies that much. I'm pretty sure it'll still be quite relevant now. But this is similarly to the cloud from vaping. So again, all those chemicals like pollution. But the only thing is, studies have shown that smoking is actually a lot worse than pollution, because pollution levels often vary quite a lot depending on where you are, etc. Whereas smoke is pretty consistent and it is in a very close range to your face.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And also that was going to be part of the point I was going to make around the fact that this is where it's important for you to be aware of people who are smoking around you, or if you work near a window where there's a smoking area outside, if you hang around with a lot of people that smoke. Like, I feel like there's little things that you can be doing to make sure that you're not as affected by it. Mm. And the thing I hate the most is, and I just think, like, I know it's not their fault because they're obviously not doing it on purpose. It is just the way the wind blows. But I just despise it when someone's smoking and it blows in my face. I'm just like, that is disgusting. Like,
I know.
They might be walking down the street and, like, some people will be like, oh, sorry, sorry. And they'll apologize, like, fair enough. But, and like I said, it's not really their fault. But I just hate it. And there's that. But then I hate vaping clouds even more because they stink. They smell
horrible, so
like fake sweet smells. And also there's so much more of it. Like, there's people that are just like absolute like choo-choo trains with it walking down the street. Like, people I was stood walking into work the other day and there was a guy who was literally like every other breath was a vape. And I was like, how many cigarettes are you smoking by just doing that? Because you don't know.
Well,
I think that's another thing with vaping. You can't tell how much you're consuming, which surely makes it worse for you and therefore worse for your skin.
I feel like with vaping, it does become more of a habit, doesn't it, really? Because it's so convenient to just get it out, take a puff, whatever. Whereas with a smoke, you do have to go somewhere smoking appropriate, like light it up, shield it from the wind. Like, it is a bit more of an effort, I can imagine. So like with vaping, because my mum's the same, she quit smoking ages ago, which we were all really pleased with her. She tried everything. She tried like the nicotine patches and the gum and stuff, but she actually found that vaping worked for her, which is like, whatever, fair enough. But sometimes I'll just watch and she'll be like, breathe, vape, breathe, 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 vape. And I'm like, oh my God, like, and I genuinely for her, I think it is just a habit. which is quite bad. And like me and my sister say to it all the time, like, you need to get rid of that because you don't actually need it. You're just relying on it. Like, you think you need it because you've had it for so long.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the, I feel like with the vaping, it's obviously you can't track how much you've got. But people try to get away with doing it inside. I know that a lot of places have been like, you cannot vape inside, but it feels like you're doing something different when it's inside compared to outside. And I think it's like you would never smoke a cigarette inside, but some people will vape inside. And I just hate it when people like will be sat indoors and they'll secretly vape and they'll like vape under the table or something. And I'm like, that's still so disgusting. Like, why you wouldn't smoke the cigarette sat there, so you don't do your vape there.
Do you remember then, when smoking wasn't illegal indoors?
I was about to say that. I do remember it really clearly.
I remember
walking into pubs and being like, the air is thick.
Yeah, I remember it really.
And you'd be like,
well.
Oh, like imagine someone stood at a bar now, like with a cigarette in the hand, like,
I know.
On the smoking section. It's like on Mrs. Doubtfire when they're like, smoking or no smoking.
But it's also like, I feel like since smoking has been abolished indoors, it's brought around like all the memes of like me at a smoking area with the girls after we've had a few drinks. It's like, you are amazing.
Yeah.
You're amazing. Like, what goes
so
down?
So jokes.
What is said in the smoking area stays in the smoking area.
Yeah.
Me, I'm not even a smoker.
Exactly. No, but that's the thing. And that actually is also my point. Like, if you don't smoke, but all your friends do, and you're hanging around them in smoking areas, or you're spending a lot of time kind of maybe in a, I don't know. I know that like the pub at home, for example, has an outdoor smoking section, so you're not blowing it in everyone's face in the summer. But if you're around the environment, that's affecting your skin.
Mm.
Like, that's the free radical damage. And like you said, it's close to their face, but they're blowing it away at least. Like, they're just damaging their lungs. They're blowing it into your little bubble, which is obviously not fair. You can also do things like, I don't know, either don't go to the smoking area with them, which might seem a little bit antisocial if you want to take it that far, but also just making sure you've got good antioxidants, like anti-pollution skincare products, which, like you said, we've spoken about before, but like vitamin C, like green tea extract, eating blueberries, that sort of thing, will really like amp up your antioxidant level in your skin. Like, pollution makeup actually is right, and pollution products do actually work.
Yeah, and that's what, because I was kind of thinking that we could touch upon after we'd spoke about why smoking is bad, what, if anything, that people can do to help with the signs caused by smoking, if you're a smoker wanting to quit, or if you're like tempted to quit and think that the damage is reversible, stuff like that. But it is mainly just like amping up your skincare routine and like putting back into your skin what you've been depriving it of. So like your vitamin C, your vitamin A, like your collagen, like making sure your hydration levels are up, and just everything that you've kind of been stripping away.
Yeah, that's interesting. Actually, I did find a study just before that. I'm going to just pull up. It's called, so we've spoken before about the ECM, which is the extracellular matrix. If you didn't listen to the episode, or you've missed it and you don't know what it is, it's where your collagen and elastin kind of live and survive together. And if that extracellular matrix starts to break down because of external factors like smoking in this example, it just really weakens it, which means that you don't have as much protein in your skin that's able to keep it supple. You're kind of more prone to wrinkles, that sort of thing, poor hydration. And it's really important to keep that extracellular matrix quite healthy. But this study is called Smoking Affects Collagen Synthesis and Extracellular Matrix Turnover in Human Skin, which was published in 2002. But it's, I'm going to butcher the surname, but it's Nuttinen et al. And basically the abstract of it is that smoking is associated with premature facial wrinkling and aberrant wound healing, but the underlying mechanisms of skin injury are poorly understood. The objective was to compare the collagen synthesis and degradation, I think that's right, in the skin of smokers and non-smokers. The study population consisted of 47 current smokers and 51 individuals who had never smoked from northern Finland. Suction blisters were induced in the sun-protected upper inner arm of the study subjects, which essentially allowed them to kind of pull out the peptides, the collagen levels and all that sort of thing from the skin. So they were testing type 1 and type 3 collagens and then a few other things that are like really in-depth and I think would confuse us. But the results were that the synthesis rates of type 1 and type 3 collagens were lower by 18% and 22% respectively in the smokers than they were in the non-smokers. So the type 1 and type 3 collagens, again, we've gone into this before, but these are like the collagens in your skin, in your muscles, and your like tissues and that sort of thing. So yeah, 18% lower in type 1 collagen, 22% lower in type 3 collagens. And I know I didn't go into like the like more complex stuff, but essentially, there we go again. The levels of one of these proteins, which inhibits your tissues from producing, like acting like normal, was higher by 100% in the smokers. So basically the smokers had 100% more of this protein that was damaging their tissue. So there's a lot more to it. However, the conclusion is smoking decreases the synthesis rates of type 1 and type 3 collagens in the skin and alters the balance of extracellular matrix turnover. So you're just damaging everything.
I think the conclusion in general is just that it's quite bad for you.
It's bad.
Like, it's bad for your...
It's very, very bad. It's bad.
It's bad for your lungs. It's bad for black, hairy tongue. And it's bad for your skin.
Bad for your eyes.
Bad for everything.
Whatnot. So anyway, yeah, that was the study that I thought was particularly interesting. Just to give you some stats. You are 20%... You are 18 to 22% better off by not smoking in the terms of what your skin's going to end up looking like. But yes, I think that's probably a very good conclusion there. So do you want to go into the stuff you found quickly about if there's anything that you can help with the signs caused by smoking? Because I think you're going to be wrinkly AF, so Botox is probably going to help for a little bit. But that's not a permanent solution, is it?
I mean, I did just say the thing that I was going to touch upon really is like making sure you are packing back into your skin what you've been depriving it of. Like I said, so like your vitamin C's, your hydration, your collagen, etc. But maybe, you know, give it a little LED facial or whatever.
Yeah.
That was so nonchalant that me, like, or whatever.
Or whatever.
It was giving the same vibes as I sucked a tit or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't watch Love Island, but that made me, like, I saw the memes and that made me laugh.
Sucked a tit or whatever. But yeah, basically, I think I read that you can't reverse all the damage, but you can, you know, it does improve once you quit. Like, it can get better, but it just depends how long you've been smoking for. Like, because also, like, you made a really good point about, like, wrinkles, because the actual act of smoking, like pursing your lips, like the frown when you blow out, like that is such, when you're frozen doing that and it's routine and you're doing it so often every day, however many times a day, like you are going to cause wrinkles. Like you do see older people with like lines around the mouths quite a lot, don't you? And you can tell they've been smoking. Yeah. So yeah, I think it's
like
one
the compounding
of them,
impact of it. Yeah.
There's just, I feel like there is just quite a lot more than you'd actually think, like how it can affect you, like making you look duller, hollower, the veins that can show, the wrinkles that it can give, like the discoloration it can cause. Like there's quite a lot of factors that come into why smoking is bad for your skin. But
amongst many other things.
Make sure you've got a really good routine in place that does have all of those ingredients that you need in, and depending on your concerns, whether it's wrinkles or dullness or hydration, maybe go and speak to a practitioner and see what kind of facials or an offer or what procedures could be beneficial to you.
Yeah, because I was going to say one thing that could be really beneficial actually is microneedling. So you could do something like that, which helps to stimulate collagen production, especially if they're using, obviously if you're not a vegan, but if they're using HGF, like human growth factor, on your skin, that's really good for kind of revamping the skin. It sounds kind of gross. And I think there are some questions around it, being a bit weird, I have tried it before and I thought it was amazing. My skin was incredible. However, if you're not into that, you might want to invest in medical grade skincare, so like Obagi or Obagi or however it's pronounced. You know, like slightly more medical grade skincare is basically where you have to have it on prescription, so you can get it from an esthetician. There's a website called Skinfluential that sell it, so you have to have a consultation with a nurse to like go through everything. Consultations are free, but you can't just buy it off the shelf.
Yeah.
So if you're basically the medical grade products have been proven to make a difference on a cellular level, which is why you can't just buy them anywhere because it can be too much for people. But they do like Obagi or Obagi, whatever, do vitamin C. They do like all sorts of different products that you can try, different peels and whatnot. So I feel like there's probably an option between kind of treatments, like we've said, the LED masks and the microneedling, but also just kind of going a little bit more in depth with your skincare. It does cost a lot more though, that is one thing I will say. Like vitamin C is going to set you back like £120 or something from Obagi, I'm sure. Let me have a quick look. But it'll be worth it because it really will work.
You get what you pay for sometimes, don't you?
Yeah The Obagi professional vitamin C, it's different levels of it, but yeah, it's £87 for 15% vitamin C serum from Obagi. There's 10%, which is £70. And then there's the C clarifying serum, which is £120.
Steep.
Which I believe is, yeah, professional products. They do cost a lot, but they really will be worth it. Professional C serum, 20% high concentrated vitamin C. Yeah, £130. But how much have you spent on cigarettes? How much are you saving? Can you afford to reallocate some of those funds?
Very
probably
true.
So Ames, as per your summary, smoking bad. When I was looking at the scripts before we started, they are actually quite fun scripts. Maybe we should release them and let people read them. They're hilarious. But we basically have three parts, like the intro, the main bit where we put links to the studies and stuff and what we want to say, and then the end bit is always a summary, and Amy's just put summary. Smoking bad.
Smoking bad. Yeah. No grammar, smoking no punctuation.
For us all.
It is just bad. Yes.
Awful.
Bad.
So yes, anyway, have you got any plans for the time in between the next few eps or the next ep?
Yes. I am going to Scotland this weekend with my friends. I am going to Spain in a few weeks. That's it.
That is all.
That's all.
I don't have many fun plans. I mean, by the time this episode goes live, I will be back after my trip to Sicily. And then I'm saving. Saving. No holidays. No nothing.
Don't say no holidays.
It's going to be Christmas in 5 minutes.
Like you've not had about eight.
Well, I know. That's why I can't have any more.
You've had a good summer.
Yeah, I have had a lovely summer. It's been great.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Very nice.
Very good, very nice.
Very good, very nice.
Okay, well, maybe we leave it there then. Don't smoke, kids. It's bad for you.
Yes. Don't be around smokers. It's dirty.
Dirty. And if they stop smoking, pack your bags and leave.
Like Leah. Like Leah did.
A la Leah.
Like good old Leah. But yeah, right. I am going to make a cup of tea.
I'm going to find a new series to watch, or maybe read my book.
What are you reading at the moment?
Isn't that fun? I'm reading I've only just started it, 1 second. The Hunting Party by Lucy Foley.
Oh yes, lovely. I am reading Rachel's Holiday by Marianne Keyes.
Wonderful. Well, so maybe we can review them in the next step.
Maybe. Mine is 500 pages long, so we'll see.
Oh.
Very big.
This one is 386.
Gorgeous.
So yes, we can review in the next app.
Yes, let's do
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We do see you, and thank you for your patience. I know we don't record as often and we don't put as much out as often. However, we hope you still enjoy the episodes, even though they are slightly less often than we used to. We love you.
Bye. Bye.